welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome to a brand new week of the Fellowship Broadcast. Thank you for tuning in, and we are only 2 weeks away from the Bread of Life Camp Meeting, and I encourage you to go by breadoflifecampmeeting.com. That's breadoflifecampmeeting.com, and you'll see more about the 40th annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting coming up, and that will be May the 20th through the 23rd, so 2 weeks from today, and I know it'll be a blessing to you as we have evangelist Scott Matthews, Mark Rogers, Buster Kinsey, also pastors Eddie Wyatt, James Jones, Joe Arthur. I'll be there, other preachers and singers lined up. It's going to be a wonderful blessing. You also can find a registration there to help the church know how many people are coming, and more information for you there on breadoflifecampmeeting.com. We encourage you to be a part of the 40th annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting. Could be life-changing days for you. I encourage you to be there, and it'd be a great blessing, and we thank the Lord for it. And we appreciate the Fellowship Baptist Church and the Fellowship Tract League and all that they do for the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll hear some about that today from Brother Bruce DeLange as he thinks about the serious end without Christ, and we'll be looking at that today
this
here on the broadcast.
From,
but first,
Gene,
here's a letter from
Illinois.
A life that has been changed
thank you
by the power
for getting
of
me
the gospel
saved.
Tract.
And then she asked the question, is it true that once you are saved, you go to heaven, no matter what you do in sin? Thank you for writing back to me. This is Gene in Illinois. I want to say this. All of the people that question these things, we are offering them fellowship or follow-up programs. If they're in jail, it's Rock of Ages Prison Ministry. And if it is just off the street, like this person, why we send them a follow-up program from one of our churches that help us out there.
You are listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. And now, here's one of our representatives, Brother Bruce DeLange, with the message for today.
Well, we're going to talk about a subject that is not mentioned a whole lot in liberal churches, and that is the question of hell. Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 48 is where I'd like to take your attention to today. In verse number 44 says, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. If that was the only verse in the Bible that tells us there's an eternal hell, that would be enough. But God goes on in Mark chapter 9 to mention it again in verse 46, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And again in verse 48, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Hell is mentioned 54 times in the Bible, and there is a group of people called the Jehovah's Witnesses. There's a group of people called the Mormons. There's a group of people even called the Seventh-day Adventists that do not believe in an eternal hell, and they do not believe the Word of God then. But most cults that you may have heard of all agree on that one subject, no eternal hell. The fact of death is all around us. Whenever there is a holiday, there is a multitude that dies. We cannot escape it. The fact of hell is just as sure and real. We cannot escape this as well. The master preacher talked about hell. There's a great opposition to this, but Jesus spoke of it to his disciples, to his enemies, to everyone, to the lost on their way to hell, that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. Oh, we're so grateful from God's word that says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Those precious words from the New Testament, oh, I'm so grateful for, that the promises of God and heaven are there, and the warnings of hell are also there. There is nothing worse than hell. Forest fires destroy so much every year. Much property loss, beautiful homes are burned up. And listen, there's thousands of deaths all across the world every year, and fires have caused many of them. And listen, God's word, our authority, are you listening? None of this is worse than hell. I said, none of this is worse than hell. Hell is God's madhouse for the wicked. Can you imagine, as God's word tells us, there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And it is so wicked in the world today that God will be destroying this world soon, and Jesus will be rapturing his children to heaven. Sodom and Gomorrah, back in Bible times, they were burned up. Korah, Dathan, and Abiram went down in the fire. And that horrible city, them horrible cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, their sin was that of sodomy. And the homosexual crowd don't like that word sodomy, but it means homosexual. And God destroyed how many thousands of people in those cities, and saved Lot, just Lot, and his daughters. But fire destroys so much property and loss every year, but nothing is compared to an eternity in hell. Jesus described hell in the text, and that says, where the worm dieth not, and the fire shall never be quenched. And listen, the fire cannot be quenched. That means it'll never go out. How many of you remember a message you heard 40 years ago? Take your finger and hold it in fire. I remember a message I heard over 40 years ago. And the preacher said, take your finger and hold it in the fire for 1 minute. And he said, well, if 1 minute's too long, take a match and hold it in that match for just 30 seconds. And he went on to say, how about 3 seconds? Listen, if you held your finger in the fire of a match in just 3 seconds, it would burn your finger and the pain would be excruciating. Listen, there's a pain in hell today where lost people have went. Many of them believed, like that scripture we gave you on Monday last week, and that was the saddest verse in the Bible. Many will say to me, Lord, Lord. Many will think they're going to heaven. They end up in hell. How does the Bible refer to hell? Remember, God wrote it. Unquenchable, Matthew 3, verse 12. I'll go a little bit slower here if some of you would like to write those scriptures down. Unquenchable fire, Matthew 3, verse 12. And you can again look at the three verses we started with in Mark chapter 9, verses 44, 46, and verse 48. Unquenchable fire, Matthew 3, 12. Furnace of fire, Matthew 13, 42. Everlasting fire, Matthew 18, verse 8. Tormented with fire and brimstone, Revelation 14, verses 10 and 11. Lake of fire and brimstone, Revelation 14, verse 10 and 11 again. And then, tormented day and night forever and ever, Revelation 20, verse 10. Listen, lake of fire, Revelation 20. Second death, Revelation 20. Remember, God wrote in closing today, listen, it is still there in the Word of God. And the rich man, and in Luke 16, is still in hell, burning. When you think of hell and all its horrors and torments, what else really matters? Lay aside your hurt feelings, what people have done to you. Lay aside those disappointments and discouragements and things we go through. If you're saved, rejoice in your salvation and try to help someone. If you've been revived from this message, serve the Lord with all your heart and tell someone else that Jesus loves them and died on an old rugged cross for their sins. Bruce DeLange for the Fellowship Track League. Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to the Fellowship broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?